Today's topic is the 144,000. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the revelations of yourself. We thank you for the revelations in us through the Holy Spirit. And thirdly, we thank you for the revelation of your plan of salvation. We praise and thank you that you have chosen 144,000 from all the genuine Adventists since 1844 to be a special group that will be living in your temple with you and travel with you wherever you go, never to be separated from you. We thank you for this precious truth. Yes, we understand that the reason you do it, because we seven Adventists have accepted the most difficult teachings at the most difficult period of the world history. And therefore, you honor us especially compared to the rest of the billions of saved. We will be sort of your bodyguard like David had in his temple, constantly being in your presence. Oh Lord, make everyone who listens to me a part of that 144,000. Give them a desire to pay any price to be part of that special group. In Jesus' wonderful, powerful name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, who are they, the 144,000, and when will they be gathered together? Now let's first look at the Bible. Revelation 7, 1 to 3. After this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea, "Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God." Now, this Bible text shows us that God has a special remnant scattered throughout the whole world. This sealing points to the time of the end of the world because it follows right after the description of the second coming of Christ. Revelation 6, 12 to 17. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. The stars in the sky fell to the earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded with a scroll, like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us! Hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?" Now, the sealing message fits into this time period. It must be a very troublesome time because the destructive forces of terrorism blowing across the whole world have been unleashed by Satan. But God stops them temporarily in order to give the angels time to seal God's servants, the 144,000. Now, the number is given in Revelation 7, 4. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. 12 times 12,000, in other words. The smallness of the number, and secondly, the equal distribution of the saved of the 12 tribes, points, in my opinion, to the fact that the figure 144,000 is symbolic and must refer to spiritual Israel, namely the Seventh Adventist Church. In Revelation 7, 9, it speaks of a large multitude, which no one can count, being part of every nation, people, and language. I personally believe that the 144,000 and the vast multitude are the same group of people. It refers to the special group of people apart from the saved of all the generations of mankind. This special group stands before the Lamb in white garments. They are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. They received God's grace through the righteousness of Christ. Revelation 7, 9, 14. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And the angel said, "These are they who have come out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Their destiny is described in beautiful terms in Revelation 7, 15 to 17. "Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will spread His tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The characteristics of the 144,000, that special group among the saved, are described in Revelation 14, 1-5. The Lamb, Jesus, stands with the 144,000. Secondly, they have the name of Jesus and the name of God the Father written on their foreheads. Three, they sing a new song. Four, no one except the 144,000 could learn that new song. Five, they did not defile themselves with the false teachings of the fallen churches in Babylon. Six, they follow Jesus Christ wherever He goes. Seven, the 144,000 represent the first fruits of Jesus Christ. They are the first installment of the great harvest. They are the victors in the last great conflict with the religious and state powers. Having been delivered by the Lord from this struggle, they stand before the throne of God. Great Controversy 6:49. "These, having been translated from the earth, from among the living, are counted as the first fruits unto God the Father and Jesus Christ the Lamb." 8. "No lie, no guile was found in their mouth." They're honest people. 9. "They're declared by God as being blameless." Why? Because of the imputed righteousness of Christ, and because they lived up to everything they knew through the imparted righteousness of Christ. Revelation 15, 2 and 3. 10. "The 144,000 are overcomers. They have been victorious over the beast and its image, and are standing now on the sea of glass." Yes, they also were victorious over the number of His name. 11. "They sing the song of Moses and the Lamb." 12. Their song speaks of the special experience they had in their lives with the person of Jesus Christ. And these 144,000 had been sealed. Ezekiel 9:4-6. "Then the Lord called to the man clothed in linen who had the writing kit at his side and said to him, 'Go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it.' And as I listened, he said to the others, 'Follow him through the city and kill without showing pity or compassion. Slaughter old men, young men and maidens, women and children, but do not touch anyone who has the mark. Begin at my sanctuary.' So they began with the elders who were in front of the temple." Friends, this is a description of the sealing then and now. Now let's look at information that we find in the spirit of prophecy concerning the 144,000. Look at early writings page 15. Soon we heard the voice of God like many waters, which gave us the day and hour of Jesus' coming. The living saints, 144,000 in number, knew and understood the voice, while the wicked thought it was thunder and an earthquake. When God spoke the time, He poured upon us the Holy Spirit, and our faces began to light up and shine with the glory of God, as Moses did when he came down from Mount Sinai. The 144,000 were all sealed and perfectly united. On their foreheads was written, God, New Jerusalem, and the glorious star containing Jesus' new name. At our happy holy state, the wicked were enraged and would rush violently up to lay hands on us to thrust us into prison, when we would stretch forth our hands in the name of the Lord, and they would fall helpless to the ground. Early writing 16. His eyes were as a flame of fire, which searched his children through and through. Then all faces gathered paleness, and those that God had rejected gathered blackness. Then we all cried out, Who shall be able to stand? Is my robe spotless? Then the angel ceased to sing, and there was some time of awful silence when Jesus spoke. Those who have clean hands and pure hearts shall be able to stand. My grace is sufficient for you. Early writing 16, paragraph 2. We all entered the cloud together and were 7 days ascending to the sea of glass when Jesus brought the crowns and with his own right hand placed them on our heads. He gave us harps of gold and palms of victory. Here on the sea of glass, the 144,000 stood in a perfect square. Some of them had very bright crowns, others not so bright. Some crowns appeared heavy with stars, while others had but few. All were perfectly satisfied with their crowns, and they were all clothed with a glorious white mantle from their shoulders to their feet. Early writings, page 19. And as we were about to enter the holy temple, Jesus raised his lovely voice and said, Only the 144,000 enter this place. And we shouted, Hallelujah! This temple was supported by 7 pillars, all of transparent gold, set with pearls most glorious. The wonderful things I saw there I cannot describe. Oh, that I could talk in the language of Canaan. Then I could tell a little of the glory of the better world. I saw tables of stone there in which the names of the 144,000 were engraved in letters of gold. After we beheld the glory of the temple, we went out, and Jesus left us and went to the city. Soon we heard his lovely voice again saying, Come, my people, you have come out of great tribulation and done my will. Suffer for me. Come in to suffer, for I will gird myself and serve you. We shouted, Hallelujah, glory, and entered into the city. And I saw a table of pure silver. It was many miles in length, yet our eyes could extend over it. I saw the fruit of the tree of life, the manna, almonds, figs, pomegranates, grapes, and many other kinds of fruit. Early writing 37. The 144,000 triumphed. Their faces were lighted up with the glory of God. Early writings, page 40. I begged my attending angel to let me remain in that place. I could not bear the thought of coming back to this dark world again. Then the angel said, You must go back. And if you are faithful, you, with the 144,000, shall have the privilege of visiting all the worlds and viewing the handiwork of God. Early writings 2 1985. The graves were opened, and those who had died in faith under the three angels' message, keeping the Sabbath, came forth from the dusty beds, glorified to hear the covenant of peace that God was to make with those who had kept His law. That's the partial resurrection. Prophets and Kings 5:9-1. While Satan has been urging his accusations, holy angels, unseen, have been passing to and fro, placing upon the faithful ones the seal of the living God. These are they that stand upon Mount Zion with the Lamb, having the Father's name written in their foreheads. They sing the new song before the throne, that song which no man can learn, save the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. First selected message is 174. It is not God's plan that His people shall present something which they have to suppose, which is not taught in the Word. It is not His will that they shall get into controversy over questions which will not help them spiritually, such as who is to compose the 144,000. This those who are the elect of God will in short time know without question. Great Controversy 6:4-8. With the Lamb upon Mount Zion, having the harps of God, they stand, the 144,000 that were redeemed from among men. And there is heard, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of a great thunder, the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sing a new song before the throne, a song which no man can learn save the 144,000. It is the song of Moses and the Lamb, a song of deliverance. None but the 144,000 can learn that song, for it is the song of their experience, an experience such as no other company have ever had. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever He goes. These, having been translated from the earth, from among the living, are counted as first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Revelation 15:2-3, Revelation 14:1-5. These are they which come out of the great tribulation. They have passed through the time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Third Testimony 2:66. Especially in the closing work for the church, in the sealing time of the 144,000 who are to stand without fault before the throne of God, will they feel most deeply the wrongs of God's professed people. Great Controversy 6:3-7. All who have died in the faith of the third angel's message come forth from the tomb glorified to hear God's covenant of peace with those that kept His law. They also which pierced Him, Revelation 1:7, those that mocked and derided Christ's dying agonies, and the most violent opposers of His truth and His people, are also raised to behold Him in His glory and to see the honor placed upon the loyal and obedient. Now, what's the conclusion of all this, dear friends? The 144,000, in my opinion, is therefore a symbolic number. 7 Bible Commentary 9:6-8. What is the seal of the living God which is placed in the foreheads of His people? It is a mark which angels, but not human eyes, can read. For the destroying angel must see this mark of redemption. The intelligent mind has seen the sign of the cross of Calvary in the Lord's adopted sons and daughters. The sin of the transgression of the law of God is taken away. They have on the wedding garment and are obedient and faithful to all God's commands, which means fully justified, fully sanctified. 7 Bible Commentaries 9:68-69. The Israelites placed over their doors a signature of blood to show that they were God's property. So the children of God in the age in this age will bear the signature God has appointed. They will place themselves in harmony with God's holy law. A mark is placed upon every one of God's people, just as verily as a mark was placed over the doors of the Hebrew dwellings, to preserve the people from the general ruin. God declares, I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. 7 Bible Commentary 978, 9 to 12. The title is The Signet of Heaven. John saw a lamb on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. They bore the signet of heaven. They reflected the image of God. That means character. They were full of the light and the glory of the Holy One. If we would have the image and superscription of God upon us, we must separate ourselves from all iniquity. Did you hear that? Separate yourself from all sin, turning your back to the world's pleasures, friend. We must forsake every evil way, and then we must trust our cases in the hands of Christ. While we are working out our own salvation with fear and trembling through the Holy Spirit, God will work in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. So you ask, why were the 144,000 so specially singled out? Because they had to stand with a wonderful truth right before the whole world and receive their opposition. And while receiving this opposition, they were to remember that they were sons and daughters of God, that they must have Christ form within them the hope of glory. Friends, I urge you, do everything in your power to separate yourself from sin, from self, from Satan, from this world, so that you also will belong to these 144,000 I just described. How can you compare the attractions of this world, the glittering gifts that Satan offers? How can you compare that with the glorious vision I just given you to the Bible and the spirit of prophecy of the heavenly treasures? Don't allow anybody or anything in this world to come between you and Jesus Christ now. Be part of the 144,000, dear friend. May God give you the strength to do it. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Cassette Ministries presentation. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright American Cassette Ministries, all rights reserved. To order CDs or audio cassettes of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 1-800-233-4450. International calls, please dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americancassette.org. There you will discover the largest selection of genuine Adventist preaching available. American Cassette Ministries is not a one-man band. It's an orchestra of outstanding speakers who are all on the same theological page. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Cassette Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? Our email address is info@americancassette.org. We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and financial support are important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.